Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I'm having a surprise party for Jeff for his birthday. So I'm going to have it on the 20th, which is 3 days before his birthday. He'll never know, but I need you to help with the ruse.
First of all, it's a terrible idea.
Why?
Number one, people hate surprise parties.
No. You, maybe.
No,
everybody I know loves a surprise party.
Oh, that's fun?
Yes.
That's fun.
Nobody's doing
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
I don't know.
God, Elf.
Elphasaurus.
Some help. Sweet spot, fun times, thanks to Robert Wolanski and Giorgio. And at 2:59, Hamburgini.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market of Bakery and Gimme the Vin brings you our Alpha Monto.
Nice. Thank you. Also, I'd like to say hello to the Hardline, Bob, Dave, and yes, I am alive.
Corby. Whoa, he's back.
How do you do this?
Tarps off, Bob.
Tarps off.
Oh my gosh, what's that glare?
Did they do tarps off in Houston this weekend?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I should have started it.
Yeah. Did he get sent more Brewer stuff?
No, we had
he's got Brewer
photo summer chill photo shoot. Did you know that the first some odd P1s that get to summer chill get a shirt and a scarf?
Ooh, really?
A footy scarf
for soccer.
Okay,
soccer.
Pretty fitting for some odd P1s out there.
Totally free. Totally free.
That's free.
What are we calling it again on the sweet spot?
What'd
the summer
summer chill soccer get down.
Yeah, the summer get soccer get down.
It's gonna be awesome.
Well, I'm happy for you, Monty. I heard
I'm doing just great.
I heard bad information.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm down to 150.
Okay,
he is risen.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
today
ready to dunk on somebody.
That's right.
Just take the slow though, okay? Don't try to do too much.
Yeah,
I'm at my athletic peak.
Your first day back of life.
You get the bends.
Is it like Memento when you wake up and you don't remember anything and you've had like 4 hours to cram your whole life in?
But he wrote notes on his forearm.
Yeah. You keep writing stuff on your arm.
That
and
explains the chest tattoo.
And you have a big, you have a post-it note on your stub that says, stub. What happened?
I don't think I need a post-it note to tell me what's going on there. I'd probably have a lot of context clues.
Yeah, it's
Monty has
he wrote in Sharpie, had cancer, with an arrow pointing down.
At two places.
I want you to write the screenplay for Montmento.
Yeah, Montmento.
Or maybe it's like Jon Snow.
Memento. There you go. Yeah.
Memento. That's it.
He wakes up on the table like Jon Snow.
Just looking for one positive post-it note. Just give me something.
Yeah.
No, Memento. Just take me back out. I'm good.
Hero of the hardwood.
Well, teen Monto. Teen toe.
On your crotch, on your shorts, there's just post-it note that says, girl, with an X through it.
It says I'm supposed to be a man. Are they sure?
Wait a minute.
No, he's not wrong.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Today is a Tuesday, June the 2nd, the 153rd day of 2026. 212 days are left in the year. It's National Bubba Day.
Like dude's name Bubba?
Or Hubba.
Good gum. Bubba Wallace.
What about Chuba?
That was a quality chewing gum.
It really was.
It's also National Rotisserie Chicken Day. So if you want a whole bird for $6.
Okay. And a pinch.
What kind of pinch are you in that you're eating a whole rotisserie chicken?
And that's how you're eating the food, is with pinching
dinner.
It.
Yeah.
In a pinch. In a pinch is like a peanut butter sandwich.
Right.
Not a whole chicken.
He's walking in and grabbing an entire
driving home, eating it.
If you're
just reaching into the bag and pulling out hunks of meat.
Yeah. Or if you're in a financial pinch, you can make that last for a couple minutes.
Okay. That makes more sense.
With rotisserie chicken and cranberries and...
I'm picturing Sean, the sitcom, in around the 15-minute mark. How's Sean going to get out of this sticky situation? Oh, Another rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. Just open up my backpack.
By the way, don't die. Don't sleep on Eatsy's rotisserie chicken.
Ooh. Indeed.
Okay. Now you sold me. On this date.
It's on.
In the year 1883, we had the first night baseball game under lights.
It'll never work.
Candlelight? What are they talking about?
Yeah, I guess they just put up big candles. It's also funny, too, because it says first night baseball under lights, which would make you think that they were playing night baseball without lights before that. And I would not play any position, I think, in the field or bat. I'm probably just sitting that one
catcher.
Out. Yeah, I don't think I'm doing any of it. Pitcher only, probably. On the state in the year 1928.
Yeah, I understand.
The company Kraft rolled out Velveeta cheese for the first time. Is that a pinch food?
Yeah.
Awful.
Absolutely.
Awful. I hope I don't cost us the Velveeta account.
Was that before or after Rotel?
I mean, that's Rotel came after Velveeta, right?
Mm. Had to have.
Yeah.
Ham, are you a mac and cheese?
They wanted a piece of that artificial cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Profit Mountain.
You're a mac and cheese guy?
Yes.
Okay. So anything that a four-year-old would eat, you will eat.
Kids menu, everything's
good. Speaking of applesauce, chicken.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I'm pretty sure we have Poser Ham in here today because I saw a video earlier of a guy who had a Batman wallet where if you put your ID in correctly, it looks like your face under Batman's cowl. And I was like, Ham, this is perfect for you. And he said, why would I want that? I'm not 12.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Boy, that...
He's all... Our boy's all grown up.
I'm not disrespecting that's Batman.
Selective adulthood.
Yeah. Seriously.
While he's wearing all Batman underoos.
That does feel like a real tell.
Yeah, that's why I'm
he
like, you've been body
sweeps away
snatched.
His cape. I'm not a child.
He fires like, off a grappling hook to leave.
Like, who do you think you are?
That's how he travels.
There's 11,000 other
grappling hooks.
What is that?
Pieces
you have
of
a
evidence.
Grappling hook. Seriously, what is that?
It's a batarang.
Yeah.
Oh. He's got a batarang, but he
well,
won't use
just
a
in case.
Batman
well,
wallet.
In case a bad guy yeah. comes in there, yeah. then he can take
what
him
if
out.
Joe Lecce walks in here
with a batarang.
You're gonna That's throw a.
You take out Lecce.
I don't think that all
Bane
of
walks
your enemies, the milkman,
yeah,
the
batarangs were 3D printed.
Like for whatever reason, if we got Desmond Bane up in studio, would Ham freak out and just throw the batarang at him?
Pulling Bane was here.
Hey guys, I just played basketball. I don't know what's going on in here.
In the year 2002, the crime drama "The Wire" debuted on HBO.
What's your take on that, Monty?
Big fan.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Making sure.
Didn't really set home, though, until Bad Radio had Poot on.
You know you loved it.
Of course.
He models his life on McNulty.
How about when we
Yeah, had, I wish.
How about when we had Snoop on?
McMonty.
Mm-hmm. I'm more like that the Sarge that McNulty reported to. If you haven't seen it.
Yeah, what was his name?
I don't remember. He's a big guy.
There's no way he's alive.
The black
what do you
dude?
Mean?
The real fit black
the
guy?
Giant no. white
Yeah, that's
dude.
What I mean. Oh. The real fit black guy.
Who had, like, the button-down shirt.
Jay Landsman.
Yeah.
The button-down Sergeant shirt Landsman. Where the buttons yeah. are just well, hanging on for dear
because
life.
Because the real fat, or the real fit black guy's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, fit Ooh. People die too, Immortal Corby.
Landsman, still alive?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, not him.
Fat guy outlived thin guy.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Boy, that would hurt. If the last thing he sees is Sergeant Landsman eating another donut, that's the last thing that fit black guy saw. In the year 2004, Ken Jennings began his 74-game winning streak on Jeopardy.
Now he's the host.
Worked pretty out great.
Amazing. Pretty good.
In 2010, Armando Galarraga
of
your Detroit Tigers loses his bid for a perfect game with two outs in the ninth inning on a call that first base umpire Jim Joyce later admitted he blew.
It's okay.
He'll do it again.
He'll get him next game.
Yeah. Just do it next time.
Yeah. Marquee blew.
In 2011, Dirk Nowitzki makes the tie-breaking layup with 3.6 seconds left as the Mavericks roar back from 15 points down in the fourth quarter to beat the Heat 95-93 and tie the NBA Finals.
Greatest game in Mavericks history?
100%.
Man, Cooper Flagg's 51 in Orlando this year was pretty sweet.
It was nice.
They shut that Dwayne Wade up.
Mm-hmm. What a finger roll.
And in 2016, autopsy results revealed that musician Prince died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl.
They got Prince.
Yep.
They got Prince.
In his box of Fruity Pebbles. He had no idea.
Didn't he die in an elevator?
His elevator, yeah.
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 Studio or
we
house.
Took a tour of the house, and Gordon demanded to go into the elevator. They didn't let him.
He wanted to eat a Toblerone in there.
He did.
And then Aerosmith made
he showed him all of his famous pictures of Toblerone at
right.
tragic situations.
Cumulus birthdays.
Here's Toblerone in Vietnam.
I think I was only brought back to life for one reason, and that's to do a make good, because yesterday was the birthday of one J.J. Thomas.
What?
Dude.
Derby.
You got no shout-out.
How did I miss that? I wasn't given the proper information.
You should just know.
I know. Happy birthday, J.J.
The best.
I could see him walking out there, all sad, slumped shoulders.
J.J.'s got the best hair at the station.
Ooh, him or Pat.
Pat doesn't have any.
Yeah, they're opposites.
Would you watch that sitcom?
Yes.
I would too.
J.J. and Pat?
Ticket production guy.
Yeah. Ty, you kidding?
Yeah.
Cactus?
Let's get him a house.
Yes.
Combing through your audio, looking for the next Noah Brown moment.
All right, just hit play. We'll use this.
And today we have another Cumulus birthday. It is the birthday of Tara from The Wolf.
Whoa. Tara!
Sweet, sweet Tara.
All quiet and meek, hiding in
well,
the corner.
No.
Low energy in the
air. No, 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 none of that.
Just got to wake her up every morning.
Mm-hmm. Why do they want to end all owls?
Huh?
Oh, it's...
What?
It's ALS day.
Oh.
Dave.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, I'm looking at the MLB Network, and they're wearing End Owls shirts. Or ALS, as it were.
Poor simple Dave.
Is there an Al Farb joke around the
keep
corner?
Keep it going. We got time.
No?
Maybe like 3 minutes. You got to fill it now.
Wait. Today is the birthday of Kurt Cignetti, 65.
Greatness.
Why do they want to end the American League series?
Abby Wambach, 46.
Like, I like that series.
Turning 37
Abby Wambach,
today.
Greatest header of all time in the women's game.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
The future of U.S. soccer turns 37 today. It's Freddie Adu.
Wow.
He's got one more World Cup left.
Dude.
Wow.
Till he turns 40.
That's actually maybe the best U.S. national team fun fact is that he's younger than Tim Ream, our captain.
Yeah. I love fun facts. What can I say?
Lucky Whitehead, 34.
Oh, blitz.
Dennis Haysbert, 72.
Didn't he kill his dog?
No, his dog got his dog back.
So. Kidnapped, you jerk. Dana Carvey, 71.
I think we have audio.
Diet Mug Root Beer.
Four. Beetlejuice, 58.
No way Beetlejuice is alive.
He outlived the fit black guy also, but he's a fit black guy himself.
Four.
Wayne Brady, 54.
The fittest.
Does Wayne Brady got to choke a bitch?
Justin Long is 48 from Idiocracy, the doctor.
Yeah.
Genius.
Miranda Baccarin, 47, the actress. Fabrizio Moretti of The Strokes, 46. Born in the state, now dead.
What did the doctor say in Idiocracy? Says here you're an F.
Your S is F'd up.
Yeah. Thank you, doctor.
There's that F talk again. Born in the state, now dead.
The hard life.
James Ransone, a.k.a. Ziggy from The Wire.
Oh, three. Man.
Who got a duck drunk.
A lot of Wire talk.
Charlie Watts.
Is dead.
You've been that way for a while.
You don't sound so good.
Born Say Now Dead, Tex Schramm.
Oh.
Down the Stay Still Dead. The original owl.
To make it the boys for
Lou
us.
Gehrig.
He invented owls.
That's right. Bo Diddley.
Man, she was hot in 10.
That's Derek.
Did you say hot and 10?
In 10.
Oh. And Dallas Stay Still Dead 2 years ago now.
Boy, she was hot in 10.
You had me in the first half. Larry Allen, dead.
L.A.
in 2024.
L.A.
Died at the hands of a chimpanzee.
No.
Bye, Justin.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 1310 The Ticket. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.